Good evening, everybody. My name is Terry Whalen, and I'm an author and a publisher out here in the Scottsdale, Arizona area, and I'd like to welcome you to this teleseminar that we're doing tonight with Dana Lynn Smith. I'm very excited to have her here. Dana is known as the savvy book marketer, and she has 16 years of publishing experience and a degree in marketing. She helps authors and independent publishers learn how to sell more books through her How to Guide, blog, newsletter, and private coaching. Dana is the author of several marketing guides, including How to Get Your Book Reviewed, which is the topic of this teleseminar. Tonight, that's a very important topic that we're going to be talking about. Welcome, Dana.
Well, thank you, Terry, and thanks so much for hosting this event. And I am thrilled that we've got so many people signed up. And I also want to thank everyone who submitted your great questions. I did read all of them, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, boy, did we receive the questions. So this is really a great topic that people are very interested in. And I think the thing that's exciting to me about this is that most authors don't realize that they can be proactive when it comes to the whole topic of getting their book reviewed, Dana. Most people think, well, that's something my publisher will do. That's something that I don't have any control over at all. So I think what we're trying to do tonight, it seemed to me, through these questions and through the information that we're going to be giving, is help authors realize that they can be proactive. They can take the reins of control, in a sense, and be proactive to really get something done when it comes to book reviews.
Well, I agree, and there is a lot that authors can do.
Tonight, let's get started. We've received, as I said, hundreds of questions in a session, and we're not going to be able to answer them all, but what we try to do is combine the questions and get them down to the most common ones that we're going to be talking about. And now, some of these other questions that you had, Dana's got all those, and she's going to be addressing those in her blog and her newsletter. So you want to make sure that you subscribe to her blog, and her blog is at www.thesavvybookmarketer.com, and her newsletter is at www.bookmarketingnewsletter.com. How often does your newsletter come out there, Dana?
Well, right now it is twice a month, but I'm about to change it to weekly.
Wow, okay. Well, that's terrific. We'll put those links also in the replay information that I'll send out to everybody here, and make sure everybody has the ability to get over there and subscribe to that great information that you're putting out there.
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you.
Before we start on the first question, Dana, could you briefly explain exactly what a book review is?
Sure, I'd be glad to. There are actually several different types of reviews, and I know it's a little bit confusing because a lot of authors don't realize how many different kinds of reviews there are and how many places there are to get reviews. I wanted to talk a little bit about the different kinds of reviews first. One kind of review is the traditional critical review that talks about the good and bad points of a book. And those kinds of reviews are usually found in book review journals and in newspapers and magazines. And that's a lot of what people traditionally think of as a book review. Now, there are also a lot of reviews found online. And the online reviews tend to be shorter and a little less formal. The reviews and also book recommendations can be found in a lot of different places. There are blogs that are specifically devoted to book reviews. And also there are topical blogs that are related to the subject matter of a book or blogs that cater to a particular audience for a book are also places that books can be reviewed. Now, another kind of review comes from customers, people who buy the book, and they will post reviews or testimonials, which are really recommendations, in online bookstores and also in social sites like Facebook and on reader networks like Goodreads. And then the last type of review that I cover in my book are endorsements. And endorsements are very similar to testimonials, but these are testimonials that the author solicits from high-profile individuals, celebrities, experts in their field, And these are solicited specifically for book promotion, and you'll often find those printed on the book cover, either on the front, on the back, sometimes just inside the book on the first couple of pages. So that's an overview of all the different kinds of reviews that are out there and available.
Well, there's a lot of different kinds of reviews to do, and I know that personally I've written thousands of book reviews over the years. It's been a great opportunity. Most magazines I find are pretty much in the category, that one of those categories you talked about, where they just want to say positive reviews. They don't want to give space to negative kinds of information about books unless it's like a trade journal or something like that.
Yes, I think most reviews, especially the ones found online, are positive.
Yeah, and writing those negative reviews I found are really quite difficult. I did that for a number of years for a trade publication called Bookstore Journal. I don't think it's called that anymore, but they wanted us to give the good and the bad back then. And it's always hard to write an honest kind of feedback about the book.
Right, and a lot of reviewers have a policy not to publish negative reviews. They just simply don't review a book if they can't find, you know, enough merit in it to do a positive review.
That's right. Well, hey, let's get started here on everybody's questions. And the first audience question, an author named Tim wants to know why it's so important to get your book reviewed.
Well, that's a really good question. I think there are several reasons. The first one is visibility. Every place that you get a book review, you've got an opportunity to reach potential customers. And a lot of those people are people that you would not have reached otherwise through all of your other marketing channels. So the more places that you have book reviews out there, the more potential customers you're going to reach. And another thing about book reviews is that they offer what I call social proof. And that means people want to know that other people liked the book. And so when they see reviews of the book, it lets them know, you know, what other people thought of the book, that other people liked it. Reading reviews also helps people decide if that particular book is a good fit for them. And another reason reviews are important, the reviews in major review journals such as Library Journal really can result in a lot of sales. For instance, a lot of libraries will literally order every book that gets reviewed in a journal like Library Journal. So you can get hundreds or thousands of orders just from one review.
Wow. That's great. No, there's a lot of validation in those reviews, so that's terrific. So Mindy asked a good question. She says, how many reviews should I try and get?
Well, the short answer to that question is as many as you possibly can. But obviously we all have a budget of time and money that we can spend on getting reviews. So my advice is to decide how much you want to invest and then prioritize where you want to send out your review copies. But as you're putting together your review strategy, be sure and include different categories of reviews, you know, publications and websites and so forth, so that you have a good mixture of reviews in different places.
So, Dan, I guess I'm trying to understand here. The type of author that you're talking about now, does it matter whether they're traditionally published, like by a regular publisher that would pay them, that would send out the book for review for the author? You need to be in touch with that publisher to see what their kind of review strategy is, and then you suggest that the author does something. I'm trying to figure out where you're, what kind of author you're talking about here.
Well, I think that all authors need to get involved in the review process. Now, if you've got a traditional publisher, they should be handling the initial review copies, certainly sending out to the big review journals like Publishers Weekly and Library Journal. But it certainly doesn't hurt to follow up with those folks and make sure that they are getting sent out and they're getting sent out on schedule. Because, you know, those publicists may be working on a bunch of different books, and you don't want yours to fall through the cracks. So, you know, it's good to communicate with your publicist. And you can coordinate with them. You might give them a list of other reviewers that you recommend based on your particular industry or genre. And you might also, if you have your own list to send out, they might be willing to give you some review copies. But, yes, I definitely recommend communicating with the publicist to see what they're doing and where you can fill in the gaps and, you know, send out other review copies. And, of course, if you're independently published, you're on your own and you'll be need to do all of it.
Right. But no matter which, so the type of author that we're talking to tonight, it doesn't matter whether you're traditionally published or whether you're self-published, we're speaking about this whole topic of book reviews and how important it is for the author to really get involved in proactively touching as many people as you can with these.
Absolutely.
Now, I guess one thing you kind of hinted at here was the whole follow-up thing. So what do you recommend that people do as far as follow-up goes?
You mean after they've sent a review copy?
Yeah. Yeah, what's their plan? Because I know, I mean, I've been getting review copies for years, but it's the people that follow up that you know makes me dig it out of the pile and go, oh yeah, I was supposed to read that book, you know.
Yeah.
And if they don't follow up, maybe you don't do it. You know, it's that simple.
Well, it depends. You know, it depends on the reviewer. If you've sent a review copy into the big journals like Library Journal, contacting them and bugging them, I don't think is going to do any good.
Probably
but
not.
If you have sent to, for instance, a book blogger or an expert in your industry, I do think it's fine to follow up. Obviously, you don't want to be a nuisance to people, but it is helpful to remind people. And, you know, a lot of people, they just get so busy, and those reviews, especially people who don't review books on a regular basis, you know, they get busy, the book gets lost in a pile of stuff on their desk, and it certainly doesn't hurt to remind them. So you can do that with an email. It's probably the easiest way.
That's great. It's a very, very important topic here, and I'm reminded again here, we're just getting started, folks, but we have all these questions, and we're not going to be able to answer everybody's question, but one of the best ways and best resources that we have for you is, for one thing, Dana's free report, you know, The Real Truth About Getting Book Reviews. Hopefully you guys have downloaded that and read that material. But also, if you're listening to the live webcast here or the recording afterwards, there's this big red button right in the middle of the screen that says Get Your Copy of How to Get Your Book Reviewed. Now, Dana's invested a ton of energy into this ebook that you can get. So click that button and go over to the page there where you can see all this great information and everything about what's in this book. There's a number of special bonuses that are also in this book. You get the book right away. You get an action plan for how to boost your sales with book reviews. You get a sales sheet about samples and a template. Also, I put together a special bonus, a 32-page bonus about why book reviews matter. I have all kinds of links to different things that are in there as well. And you get this book for just $17, and it comes right away for you there. So we recommend that you do that as another resource way beyond the kind of information that we're going to give during this teleseminar here. But let's get back to our questions. And Sam asks, how can I show the prospective reviewer that it's in his or her best interest to review my book?
Well, I think the first thing to remember is that a reviewer's job is to serve their readers. It's not their job to help authors and publishers, you know, sell books or to help an author further their career. So they're going to do what they feel is in the best interest of their readers. And, you know, journalists, of course, are the same way. So it's the author or publisher's job to show the reviewer that the book is a good fit for them and their readers, and also that it's a good quality book.